The first annual Anarchizona was held in beautiful Sedona, Arizona. The event kicked off with Larkin Rose and Amanda Rauschwitz performing a hilarious song that revealed their true feelings toward government and was followed by several other fantastic speakers. Here are some highlights from the event.
Self-work. And the self-work can come in many ways, and I've done them all. Well, I don't think all, but there's probably always something new I don't know about, but.
No, you have to stay taking care of business. Those further along the path to truth know that the education system is really an indoctrination system and that almost everything taught in these institutions should be taken with a healthy dose of skepticism.
They can either save the stock market, the bond market, or the dollar. And what I mean by that is if they want to save the stock market, they got to print a whole bunch of money, buy the bonds, create this whole artificial reality, and then but that's going to then destroy the dollar. And then if they want to save the bond market, well, then you got to think, well, save it from who or from what? Do you want to save the government's ability to print money and be able to finance finance all these programs we have? Or do you want to save it for retirees who actually need a real number of interest in order to be able to live?
Other speakers included emotional healer Irina Eismont, Scott Sorensen, who is a crypto technical analyst and perpetual traveler, Ernest Hancock, the founder of freedomsphoenix.com and powerswithoutborders.com, also the creator of the Ron Paul Revolution logo and organizer of the first Ron Paul meetup group in America, left the stage to the sound of thunderous applause. Benny Wills, who performed an amazing set that was punctuated with the proposal to his girlfriend and now fiance and fellow Anarchizona speaker / singer-songwriter Sonia English. Since I was speaking directly after Benny, I'm actually sad to say that I was one of the only people to miss this special moment. The event was organized by Michael McGillicuddy and his fiance Crystal, along with Rodney James of Blockchain Beginners. And they did an amazing job putting this together, especially on such short notice. Everything went off without a hitch. And now we're going to leave you with some snippets of post-conference interviews. The full interviews can be found on the World Alternative Media YouTube page, along with my presentation on the economy that can also be found on BitChute as well.
And don't, you know, why are you even here on Earth if you're not going to do something, right? Like, if you've got the information, if we've got this technology now, if we've got the ability to do things, why not do it? What else are you here for? You're here just to watch TV and eat chips and drink beer? Like, if that's what you want to do, okay, but why not do something with your life and make positive change in the world? And
to do that, then the world's going to be a lot better place. So I use cryptocurrency trading as a vehicle for extra income, and it's an amazing model to do it. The problem most people have is that they actually don't know what they're doing, and they don't understand that it's an emotional cycle. They're never comfortable to buy it at the bottom. They once think, you know, we were talking before inside, and once Bitcoin hits $8,000 again, you watch everybody start wanting to buy it because they are uncomfortable to buy it now. But they're uncomfortable to buy it at 3,000. Hindsight will tell you 3,000 was the proper price you should have bought it at. So I like to teach people, 90% of people lose, only 10% of people win. Markets never follow a herd. You know, markets never follow a herd. It's a game. You know, people win, people lose. You either be one of the people who win, or you be one of the people who lose. It's really that simple.
I went to Anarchafuku last year, and that really lit the fuse, so to speak, and made me start doing stuff for anarchy, freedom, liberty, all that stuff, whereas, you know, before I just dreamed about it and read about it and be pissed off about it type of thing. And I went back to China, where I was living at the time, and, you know, got the idea for Anarchizona when I saw Anarcha-Portugal. And I wanted to have my own in my own home state. And so back in China, living at this little farmhouse, I just decided, like, I'm going to do Anarchizona. There's all these speakers there who live in Arizona. I'm going to do it. And I reached out to a few people. And they said, let's do it up in Sedona. I can help. And it just sort of grew organically from there.
Yeah, one of the things that Jeff had talked about was, you know, just going out there and just doing it. And so, I mean, did you have any prior experience in terms of organizing things? And have you ever done anything like this ever before?
4 months ago, my fiance and I hosted Dana Martin and David Rodriguez in China. That was like 30 or 40 people. And my fiance...
Teaching unschooling, right?
Yeah, teaching unschooling, yeah. And my fiance took care of most of the details because, you know, it's China and, like, she'd be way better at it than I would. But, yeah, I mean, you know... It's not rocket science, just taking care of a lot of details and just getting stuff done.
Yeah, and that's just the thing. I mean, it's just taking that first leap of faith, going out there, doing it. And so do you guys plan on having more of these?
Absolutely. Yeah, March 21, 2020. You're invited back again next year. You were a great speaker as well. And, yeah, we may do one earlier somewhere else in Arizona. Maybe people suggested Tucson, maybe Phoenix before that. We'll see. But definitely one again, yeah.
So you had talked about maybe making this like a traveling road show where once, I mean, obviously you got to get their, you know, things situated for the first year. But now, I mean, this was an awesome turnout. I mean, probably well over 100 people, basically standing room only for this entire deal. Beautiful backdrop. I mean, if you guys can see this with the sun behind us, just amazing location. And I just want to thank you for putting on an amazing conference. Thank you for inviting me. And thanks for basically taking the steps and the courage to take the first step to do it.
Thank you for accepting early on. Thank you for accepting early on. Yeah, when it's just a dream. Yeah.
Yeah, no problem. So you can go to anarchazona.com to learn more. Make sure you definitely also check out all these anarchas, Anarchapoco yeah. as well. It's hard. It's like a tongue twister getting all these done. But right. Thank you very much, Michael.
You're welcome, Tim. Thank you.
Take care.